Good evening, and welcome everyone listening to the regular National Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the secretary. Our chair, Tracy Rosenberg, will be a little late, and so secretary will start it, and I'm sure that Tracy will show up very, very soon here. All right, the first thing we do is we do a roll call, and as secretary, I have to write that down while I'm actually doing it, which I've done. All right, please answer up when you hear your name. Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
LaVon Williams. Okay.
I think Ken is here or was here, wasn't
Ken
he?
Ken Aaron. Okay. Ken Aaron, are you here? If so, we don't know that yet, so... unmute or whatever if you're here. Marcus Jeter, are you here? And Tracy will let us know when she arrives. Anyway, we have seven. That is a quorum, so the meeting is started. The first thing we have to do is establish an agenda. And as far as I know, the agenda for tonight is supposed to be the PRA, Pacifica Radio Archives, budget. And so that will be the main thing. And we also have four, count them, four sets of minutes to deal with. So why don't we make the first item approval of minutes, and the second item the Pacifica Radio Archives budget. Does that sound okay?
Kim, to the stack.
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
If... I know that there were some other sort of issues hanging out there, and if Tracy gets on, I mean, I'd like to just reserve setting the agenda. If Tracy gets on and she remembers them and we have time, can we, you know, kind of change the agenda once she gets on?
Well, we can, yeah. I mean, this being the body it is, I think that if Tracy says, well, we need to discuss something important, that we'll probably just go do that. So, yeah, I mean, it's possible, and, you know, I think with this body we can probably do that, yeah. I mean, but we know that the PRA FY13 budget and minutes have to be in there because we've talked about that. And so, yeah, and if anybody right now wants to add something, they are free to do so, because we haven't even made the motion yet.
I mean, I just know that there was sort of other stuff that we had talked about, but I don't remember exactly what they are. So that, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, if Tracy has a big important thing when she shows up that we haven't thought of yet, sure, we'll... It's up to the body. And right now, I'm asking if anybody has anything more for tonight's agenda.
Bill.
Bill, yeah.
Well, we need to at least tentatively set some future meeting dates for, you know, the National Office of Consolidated Budget Review. I don't know if it'll be ready by next week, but we can just set the date, you know, on the agenda, and then we can figure out a plan.
Okay, so that would then be set date. Okay, 1 second. I'm trying to type with one hand. Set date for National Office and Consolidated FY13 budget. Okay, so that would make it approval of minutes, Pacifica Radio Archives FY13 budget, and set the date for the National Office and Consolidated FY13 budgets. Okay, anybody else have any other ideas they would like to add to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I will...
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, and we have that. Okay. Okay, so there is a motion to approve the agenda, and the agenda would be approved minutes, Circuit Radio Archives FY13 budget, and set date for National Office and Consolidated FY13 budgets. Any debate on the motion to approve this agenda? Is there any objection?
Without objection.
You object to it?
I said without objection.
Well, that's what I'm asking for. Is there any objection to approving this agenda?
Without
hearing
objection.
Hearing none, we have approved the agenda, which means our first item we're getting to here is the approval of minutes. And, okay, so we have actually four sets of minutes outstanding waiting for approval right now. We should actually have five, but one of them I think is being cobbled together. We have the minutes from September 4th, September 5th, September 11th, and September 18th that are up there at this point in time. So would somebody like to move to approve the September 4th minutes?
This is Kim.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I only looked at the two that you sent around today. I didn't realize there were others to look at.
Well, we can get
Barbara.
Through to those. Does anybody want to move to do the September 4th ones? I will.
Bill, I'll move that.
Okay.
Campbell for the stack.
Okay, one second. Okay, Campbell, yeah.
Yes, I think that we have in the September 4th minutes we were dealing with KPFK, and since our illustrious treasurer has not had an opportunity to review these, I think that we should perhaps postpone them till she's had an opportunity to review the minutes.
Well, I know the two present budgets dealt with, the two recent ones dealt with KPFK, too. We did have a number of meetings. So, yeah, fine. I'll go back and look at those.
Yeah.
Which treasurer were you talking about?
September 4th.
September 4th.
No, which treasurer? You said some treasurer had not had a chance to review it?
Kim.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah.
I'll put you in WPFW. Okay.
All right. Well, there's that idea. I'll note that I'm looking at them online, and they were posted on September 25th. But hey, there they are. All right. So, Campbell, are you moving to postpone?
Yes, so move.
All right, hold on.
This bill, you know, it's only a page long. It's less than a page.
Yeah, I know. And
glance at it real quick. We could always correct it later if we need.
But with all of the discussion that's been taking place pertaining to the minutes, there may be some things that should have been covered that weren't. There may be, you know, this potential for any kind of an anomaly. And I would hope that we would, save ourselves some work later on or, some other kinds of concerns.
Well... And have you looked at the September 4th minutes? And
yes, I have.
And do you see an anomaly in there?
No, I'm not from KPFK, so and I wasn't right in the midst of the discussion, so it wouldn't have been an issue for me.
Okay, well,
Well, I make a motion while I'm reading the fourth to approve the fifth, since that was all about KPFA.
Well, I have a correction about the minutes for the fifth.
All right, we'll get to those in a little bit here. So hold on. Let me...
First, we need to see if there's any objection to postponing the 4 minutes.
Kim, do you feel that we need to postpone the fourth?
You've got to give me another 2 minutes. I mean, you know, just move on to the other three and come back to this. I'm sorry, I'm reading it right now.
All right. All right, what we can do is we can... parliamentarily, we should dispose of this immediately, but if there's no objection, what we can do is move on to September 5th and see if there's anything we can do with that. Is there any objection to just going on to...
No, without objection.
Okay. Okay, what? So then the motion would be to approve the September 5th minute.
Well, there is a correction that needs to be made in the minutes.
Yeah, okay. And 1 second, let me bring that up in front of me here. And let's see. Minutes of five.
What's the correction, Bob?
Okay. What's the...
Well, the correction is one that actually I did send you by email some time ago, R. Paul, and it's in the list of reductions that were made in the KPFA budget. It's the item about the pension. And Tracy used the wrong account number in talking about it, and that's what got put in to the minutes. Now, the correction to the pension was for the 403B.
Is this under the motion by Tracy or motion by Bill?
By Tracy.
Okay.
It's in the expense section. So it's shown there as a $10,000 reduction to the pension expense line account 6102. But that is a different pension. That is not the one that the correction was to be made on. It's to be made on 6103. And this is not a correction, actually, that the Finance Committee came up with. It is a correction that was made by our business manager, and we reported it to you. The 403 pension in the budget template is treated as though everybody who receives a paycheck participates in that matching 403B deduction from payroll and so on. And that's not the case, and it was much more logical to use the actual expenses from the previous year than to follow the template. And our business manager discovered this shortly before we made the presentation on to the LSB, and she quickly lopped off about $25,000 of expense to reduce the amount that was in there driven by the template. And then when we had our presentation with the NFC on September 5th, by then she had been able to make more, spend more time looking at those figures and getting a correct amount that needed to be reduced. So at that time she said we could reduce that expense by another $10,000. So that's what that $10,000 is. It's supposed to be relative to account number 6103. It is not 6102. That's a different pension. It is not treated in the same way. It's something that's calculated after the audit is completed and whether there's any money to spread around and divide up amongst everyone. And that's not the expense line that our business manager was talking about. She's showing us that we needed to reduce the $10,000 out of account 6103.
Okay. You'll remember that, yes, you sent the email about that to the list, and I asked about that on the list, and Tracy said that, at least from what I remember reading, I guess we can go back and try and find that exact thing.
You know, I did try to say it to her, too, and she kind of ignored it or was busy, you know, figuring something else. But, in fact, this reduction wasn't from the Finance Committee. It was from our business office. And we're telling you that's the account that it's supposed to be in.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me look in here.
Uh-oh.
And see what she said, because the
yeah.
thing is, that is what we voted on. And
I tried a couple of times to tell people that the account number was wrong.
In any case, I think maybe the thing is, maybe we need to revisit that motion or something, because the minutes are supposed to record what we actually do, and what we actually did was say that. I mean, you can listen to the recording of the meeting, and you'll hear that.
Paul, I've made a number of attempts to correct it.
Yeah. My point being that the correction probably doesn't go into the minutes. It should probably be a correction to amend the motion, because, again, I'm trying to make this clear here. What we passed said 6102. That was stated. That's what was written down. That's what you can hear on the recording, the audio recording.
You might also hear me trying to butt in and correct it.
Okay. Kim to the stack.
Yeah. Kim, yeah.
I agree with our Paul. Maybe a mistake was done then, but the remedy is not just to say, oh, that never happened, let's change it on the minutes. The remedy is, you know, as our Paul suggests, an amended motion.
No, no.
I'm sorry. I don't agree. I think we do need amended motion, but we need to correct the minutes as well.
The minutes are correct.
No, they aren't.
Not.
That's what she's saying, and I'm went ahead and made a notation in there. But the point is, these are draft minutes. When minutes are amended, corrected, or whatever like that, then they're approved, and then they're corrected minutes. You don't say the draft minutes are the same, cannot be changed. That's why they're draft minutes. They're adjusted to make corrections that are needed.
Is it correct that we took a vote, as it says in the minutes?
We're taking a vote now. That's what's going on.
Is it correct that we took a vote?
Yeah,
are the minutes correct?
Time, but we're correcting the error that's in the minutes.
But the problem is, the problem is, people are trying to address one thing by doing something that is actually irrelevant to it. The minutes are supposed to reflect what was done, and the motions in the minutes have to reflect what the body voted on. The body never voted on 6103. That never happened at that meeting. Just, you know, people want to say they were shouting during the meeting, whatever. That motion was read out, and that was the motion that we passed. So going back and making the minutes seem as if we voted on something we didn't vote on, that's not the way to handle that. If there's a problem with that general ledger account number, then somebody can make a motion to amend the motion previously adopted. But you can't go back and say, and we never voted on 6102. We never said anything.
I'm not making a motion like that. I would like...
Okay. Just a second. I just wanted to let you guys know that I was here.
Oh.
And I have no idea what we're talking about. And right. At some point, you'll have to clue me in on the agenda.
Okay.
But
why don't we do that right now?
Who's been facilitating?
Me. I've been chairing to some degree, I suppose.
Well, I appreciate that, R. Paul. Thank you. And I'm sorry. I was teaching, and it went a bit long, and I couldn't get out of it.
Right. Let me read you the agenda. The agenda we have is approval of minutes, Pacifica Radio Archives FY13 budget, and set date for national office and consolidated FY13 budgets. Right now, we are on approval of the minutes, and we haven't approved any yet. And the issue is that Barbara wants to change the minutes from September 5th, where it refers to general ledger account number 6102. She wants to change that to 6103.
Okay.
So we're discussing this, and again, my point here is that the minutes have to reflect what was done at the meeting, not what maybe should have been done. pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, I think that it wouldn't be a correction of the minutes. It would be a sort of doctoring of the minutes to make it seem as if the body had voted on something that it did not, in fact, vote on. So that's how I see it. And if people do feel the need to change it from 6102 to 6103, then we can amend that motion even tonight. But to say that we didn't
Barbara for this back.
Off. All right. Who wants
okay.
to take that?
Campbell.
All right. Paul, do you want to continue chairing through this item, or do you want to hand it over and let me take over from here? It's totally up to you. I don't care.
You may take over if you'd like. Go ahead.
All right. Well, that forces me to say that I would like, which may not be the truth, but okay. All right. So I heard Barbara and Campbell for the stack. Barbara.
Well,
Hello?
I don't know what that was, but there was a lot of noise on my line. I understand what Campbell is saying. I mean, what R. Paul is saying, but what I'm just—I'm not trying to make the minutes reflect something that we didn't vote on. I'm saying we voted on the wrong account number. So, however, it needs to be recorded. It should be recorded that. During this meeting, it is now noted that the correct account number for that $10,000 reduction is 6103.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we could do that in the minutes of this meeting, I think. Why not?
Well,
could we do another motion correcting the motion?
Can we do another motion correcting the motion? I don't know. That gives me a headache. Let's go to Campbell.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure it out.
I think we're making it much more complex than it need be. And what could very simply happen, what I've done with my copy, and I've copied it to my file, is to put in and maybe highlight it the correction to use account number such and so and such and so. And then you say, as amended, you know, these are draft minutes that were submitted, and then they were voted on subsequently. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that somebody at some point could well come back to this thing and not know that, oh, gee, I better check all the minutes subsequent to see if when they were approved, were there any changes made, and, you know, in regard to the approval, whereas they could see it right on the minutes themselves without, you know, taking the additional trouble of, you know, looking through other subsequent minutes for whenever those minutes were approved.
Thank you, Campbell.
Okay. I have a thought, but is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack? No. Okay, here's my thought. is I think we should amend the minutes from September 5th not to say that we voted on something that we didn't vote on, but simply to add a note that on October whatever it is, 23rd, we established as a committee that the account number cited in these minutes above was incorrect, and the intent was to make the adjustment to account 6103, and that is, in fact, where the adjustment was eventually made, and or something like that. And that way it will be on the record of the September 5th meeting, and it'll be dated with the date on which we made the amendment, and that's it. And it
Good.
Doesn't say that we did something that we didn't do, but it clarifies the matter.
Kim to the stack.
Okay, Kim.
I just want to say yes, that's what I was advocating for. So
okay, good.
Yes.
You were right.
And so
okay.
We are Paul. So we are at last, I hope, on the same page here.
Well, if no one screams, I think we are. Eureka. So R. Paul, that sounds like unanimous approval for that amendment.
Okay, so it'll just be a note saying 6102, 6103.
Yes, and that the NFC determined that on October 23rd.
I have one follow-up question about this matter.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that when our budget was presented to the PNB, that there was both of these account numbers involved. So I don't know whether it's necessary at this point, it would seem to me it would be, to get that straight,
mm-hmm.
so that the PNB has the correct line item for the $10,000 reduction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll take care of that. Okay, with that, I believe there was more than one set of minutes. Is this the second one, or are there others?
Okay.
Give it a sec.
We started looking at four, and Kim needs some more time to look at it, so we went to five. Did we just approve the 9-5 minutes as sort of
amended? As amended.
We approve them as amended unanimously. I did not go through the technical business of a vote on the amendment and then a vote on the motion
right.
as amended, so I will do that right now. Are there any objections to the approval of the September 5th minutes as amended?
No objections.
Good. So that's formal, and I guess we're back to September 4th.
Kim to the stack.
No,
okay,
we,
Kim.
We got to go to the 11th. We postponed
Kim.
The 4th.
Kim to the stack.
We did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me, Tracy Charon. Go ahead.
So we formally postponed the 4th. Okay, fair
Kim
enough.
To the stack.
Oh, no, we didn't vote to postpone that yet. We sort of went past it.
Kim to the stack.
I hear you, Kim. I'm just trying to find out from Paul what happened when I wasn't here. I will get you in just a second, I swear.
I will
so you didn't
you all time.
All right, go ahead. I surrender. Go.
They did postpone it. I read this while we were dicking around over KPFA. I'm ready to approve September 4th because it was about KPFK. So I make a motion to approve September 4th.
Oh, all right. Well, then the September 4th minutes are on the table. There's a motion to approve them. Is there any conversation? Okay. Are there any objections to approving them?
I haven't reviewed them as yet, Ms. Campbell.
Okay. So you'd like to abstain for the record?
Yep.
Okay. Then, Paul, if you could call the roll on approving the September 4th minutes as submitted.
Okay. One second here. Okay. September 4th, we'll put it in there. Okay, the motion is to approve the September 4th minutes. Ken Aaron. Pardon me. Let me clear my throat again. Pardon me. Ken Aaron? Jim Boyd?
Yeah.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Marcus Jeter? Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'll vote yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams. Okay, the motion, it's 6-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay. All right, then I'm guessing the September 11th minutes are now on the table.
I make a motion to approve them.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Campbell.
Okay, go ahead.
There's, at the top of the second page, a sentence that I don't quite follow, starts with CPB penalties incurred after following the advice of the auditor were briefly discussed.
Okay. What's your objection to the sentence?
I don't understand it.
Okay. Well, Paul, you may have something to say about this, but I believe...
I'm bringing them up here. Hold on one second.
Okay. Please.
And
maybe we're talking about after closing or after submission of the audit or something like that.
I don't think so.
Okay, so
let me default to our call first.
These were in regard to the premiums, the figures we use for premiums throughout the
in the 9/11 one.
Yeah. Top of the second page.
Top of my second page says to help with the relocation, CPB penalties incurred. Is that it?
Yeah, CPB penalties incurred, yes.
After following. Okay, my eyes aren't working. CPBs incurred after following the advice of the auditor were briefly discussed. Okay, what that means is the CFO is talking about. Basically, move that the other way. After following the advice of the auditor, some CPB penalties were incurred, and we had a brief discussion. So that's what it means. CPB penalties incurred after following the advice of the auditor were briefly discussed.
Okay, that's a little bit more clear. I think that if As I recall, if you recall the same thing, that these were in regard to the how we handled the premium expenses. I think that's what it was related to, and maybe that could be added in there.
No, that's not what that was. That was a different thing.
Oh, what was this?
There was a late filing.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could add in late filing then, so that we'd understand. You know, what that was in regard to.
Okay. I mean, that sounds innocuous.
Well,
Paul, could you?
Yeah, let me read this so I can get the CPB penalties incurred after following the advice of the auditor.
And late submission of our.
Due to late submission,
Bill
I guess.
Bill Stack.
Yeah.
CPB penalties incurred after. Okay, after. Give me one second here so I can get somewhere and write this down.
I'm going to let Bill go forward on the staff, then we'll go back to you, R. Paul, after your
wordsmithing.
Bill?
I don't believe the CPB penalties had anything to do with late filing. They were that the CPB audit said that we had to report the fair market value of thank you gifts offered as premiums rather than what it actually cost us.
For a prior period.
So,
Barbara, for me.
And so they were retroactively assessing a penalty because that had the effect of reducing the amount of CPB grant that we could get.
All right, that...
And that applied to all the stations in different amounts.
That's it.
Okay, R. Paul for a fast reply on that.
Okay, R. Paul?
Yeah. That was something else that was discussed. We had a couple of different things that were discussed here, and this was one of them. Maybe,
well,
we have two different things. I mean, the thing I was referring to there, I mean, again, you got to understand that the minutes can be very bare, and that is quite fine. However, I've been trying for a while to make it so there's a little more in there other than, you know, KPFA, proposed budget starts at a certain time, we discussed it, and then an hour and a half later, we discuss something else. So I try to throw in some stuff for future people who are going to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is. And, I remember there was a – the penalty that's being referred to here is not the premium penalty. This was something else we threw up. Now, we talk about there are the premium penalty things. Yes, we have that. But the CFO brought up the fact that we got dinged for a late filing or something, and it should not have been late. And I basically copied the language of the CFO with that, which if I need to, I'll bring up the raw notes here, and we'll look at that for a second.
Barbara Campbell for SAC.
Okay, and Tracy for the SAC, too. I have something to say about that, but okay. Campbell, go ahead.
Okay. Maybe then after the word penalties to put in parenthesis for late submission of report or whatever it was, late submission of audit or something like that in parenthesis, and then go on with the rest of it?
Okay.
Barbara, I'd asked a while ago.
Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
I agree with Bill. I don't think there was any lateness. I think that there was stuff turned in at the very last minute,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think we were penalized for being late.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only penalties were over this business of whether we were claiming, you know, what we actually paid for premiums or what the fair market value was. And as far as I can, I don't know, my guess is that was sometime a relatively new, maybe within the last couple of years, regulation that we hadn't known about.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think if you look back in the records, I remember Arlene seriously getting everything in at the last minute. So I don't think we were penalized for being late.
Okay. The chair has a procedural suggestion, which you all might like or not like, but I'm going to throw it out there. I'm empathetic with RPAL's general push to get more info in the minutes. I think that's good, but I think when we have a scenario where members of the group are disagreeing about the contents of something, that for the purposes of recording it in the minutes, and I'm leaning towards what Bill and Barbara are saying, but I'm not 100% sure, honestly, I'm going to recommend that we strike that sentence from the minutes, because the minutes, after all, are a record, and they need to be correct. And if we're not clear whether something in there is correct or not, I'm not sure we should guess. I think maybe we should just strike that language.
Or postpone approvement.
Kim to the stack.
Kim, okay.
I have a suggestion, and somebody may not like it, because somebody's going to have to do this, is go back and listen to the audio.
Right. Well, is there a volunteer to do that and promise to have it done by the next Finance Committee meeting? Because I do not want our minutes to hang out for months at a time.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to leave my motion on the floor because I don't think that sentence has to be in there, honestly. And I think we have perfectly workable minutes without it.
Campbell,
and if you
back.
And if you guys vote it down, then I guess somebody's going to have to go back and listen to the audio.
RPAL for a fast comment.
Okay. I heard Campbell, then I heard RPAL.
Yeah. I think that this is one of those things that later on someone, and I don't think it'd be me, but I would be someone's going to raise an issue, and it would be good to have it in here to respond to the issue, how you know, whatever the outcome is. And I would be just as well pleased to say that either the penalties related to the fair market value versus cost, or related to, you know, not submission, to late submission. That kind of ambivalence, I don't mind, as long as the understanding is in there, you know, about this. And, you know, the detail of it then could be looked up for anyone who would like to do so. And I don't want to have us stuck on this point too long, but there's another question that I would have also, and that's on the couple sentences down. It is projected that WPFW will spend 79. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I had our Paul on the stack next to address the first issue, and if you have anything to say on the second issue, our Paul, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, we can just strike the whole damn thing, and it's, you know, okay. I mean, I'm right now I can't blitz through those through the notes I made during the meeting and all of that, so I can't bring it up exactly, but all right. What was the second issue?
Second sentence down from that, it begins, it is projected that WPFW will spend 79?
Days.
Days. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I think, unless there's further conversation, there's a motion to strike the contested language, and I see that there will be some objections, which is okay. So I think we should probably go to a vote on the motion to just strike the language. If it passes, okay, then we will vote on that, on those commended minutes. If it fails, then someone will have to listen to the audio archive, probably me, and I will try to carve some time out to do that, and then we will postpone the minutes based on what we discover from the audio.
Madam Chair, I will not object to that handling. What I'm going to do is to just copy it into my own file so that, you know, I can, you know, make the adjustments and see what's what in case anybody raises a question to me.
Okay, so you're okay with the motion to strike,
yeah,
is what
you're
saying?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. All right, well then, are there any objections to striking the contested language from the September 11th minutes? Is there any objection to approving the minutes as amended for September 11th?
Without objection.
Eureka.
Oh, Madam Chair, I want to add the days after.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I did that, yeah.
Okay. So we'll go back again. Any objections to the Second Amendment, which is the adding of the word days after 79? Any objections to approving the minutes as secondarily amended? Okay, done. Yes, Barbara.
Point of personal privilege or something. I before you came on the call, Tracy, I told the others I had to leave at 6:30. And there is one comment I wanted to make about the PRA budget, and it's short, and it's in response to an email you sent about the overdraft their budget. And you speculated that KPFA would have $20,000 worth of premiums from them. And I asked our business manager to look into the records, and she went back as far as 2008. And that year we did order $15,000, but since then we've ordered much less than that. In 2009 it was $8,000. 2010 it was $4,000. The next 2011 and 12, it was 7,000. So I just wanted to correct your notion that we would have been ordering 20,000. It's just not accurate.
Oh, okay.
But when you
sorry
are
about
discussing
that,
that budget, just remember whatever the problems are about overdraft, it's not really because KPFA isn't ordering $20,000 worth of premiums.
Okay. The only thing that I'm going to say is that the other stations of the similar size and budget are ordering larger amounts of archives premiums substantially. That's all I meant to say. I'm sorry if I said something different.
Okay. Catch you all next meeting.
Okay.
Okey-dokey.
All right. So I am assuming that the archives budget is the next item up on the agenda?
Nope. Actually, there's the September 18th minutes.
Oh, Lord. Really? All right. We might as well kill them all off.
I make a motion to approve them since I believe they were all KPFK.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the September 18th minutes as submitted? Okay. They are heretofore approved. And I assume that is the last set.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So that would bring us to the archives budget. Brian DeShazer obviously could not be with us. So we don't really have a presentation on the budget from the archives. So we're going to have to kind of go with the data that we have. But given that most of the members of the Finance Committee have been through Brian's presentations before and the lateness of this budget, I think it's probably best that we proceed rather than putting up more roadblocks to getting this done. So you've all received the file. I know Bill had some comments on it. You've heard Barbara's comments. I think what Bill was doing was correcting some data that was pulled from the other budgets. So I think I'm going to give the floor to Bill, and he can clarify that, because I'm very glad to hear that it is not, in fact, in overdraft, if that's the case. Bill?
Yeah, okay. So looking at the PRA budget that Tracy sent to us, I believe it was early Friday morning or Thursday night, something like that, I was just checking the shared services revenue from the approved budgets for each of the five stations, because that should match.
Wait, point of information, what line are you looking on?
Okay, in the PRA budget, it's line 30. Shared services income.
Okay, thanks.
So that's an expense to the individual stations, but it's a revenue for PRA.
Right.
And so the total is $262,390, but that's determined by adding up the monthly values, and if you go back and follow the formulas in the spreadsheet, they're kind of just estimates, basically. And that's a little different than what the total was from the budgets we approved from the individual stations. So let me go back to that one. And that was in that other little spreadsheet I sent you this afternoon. The total was $288,460. If you add up the five stations, what we approved and the PNB approved for their budgets.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us a little more cushion. Of course, those are also based on estimates of listener support from each of the stations, but it's a little higher than what was in the PRA budget. So presumably it's a better estimate based on what we discussed over the last couple of months. So it'll mess up the formulas, but, you know, if we it seems justified to put that number in for that number that's in line 30, column O, which is the total FY 2013 shared services income for PRA.
Okay. I have sort of a note from Brian DeShazer when I talked to him that I told him I would at least bring into the conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. He was happy to receive the figures and send the budget, but he did want to sort of put out to the Finance Committee and to the whole board, which I think is fair, that we can do all the planning that we want to do on paper, but the reality is that several stations owe money to the archives at this point in time, and that he doesn't have all of the resources that, you know, that the budget claims that he should. KPFA still owes the archives around $17,000 or $18,000. WBAI owes some money to the archives, and so does WPFW.
Do you know how much WPFW's is?
I don't have it in front of me. I believe it's a similar number to A's. They haven't paid archives for much of the year. Of course, it's a much smaller budget.
So approximately $17,000?
I think it's around $15,000 or $16,000, yeah. And I'm not warranting that number. I can confirm it with you 100%, but I can't do it right now.
Okay.
So I will send you the formal number. But for the purposes of the phone call, I think that's close enough. So his, you know, basically his point is that, you know, what's the fallback position if, in fact, the resources don't materialize? Because he feels that the budget is fairly bare and his fallback position is not strong. And, you know, and he expressed that perhaps it would be better for stations to send their archives funds directly to the archives, but I think that's a little bit beyond the scope of our phone call tonight. But I will leave that out on the table as a discussion. But it's a point of concern for him, and I think it's valid. I don't think it impacts our approval or non-approval of the budget, but it's a real thing.
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it affects the budget. It's a cash flow issue that management needs to deal with, but they do need the money from the stations, of course, to operate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, the cash flow has not been great as far as he's concerned, so.
Well, all right. This is Kim to the Stack.
Yeah.
Are you saying that what the stations... The other stations go through national, is that?
I guess what he was saying to me was that funds were remitted to national and then remitted to the archives.
I see. I mean, that's not what K does, so I didn't know that.
Okay, well, I would guess from his statement that it must be what some of the other stations are doing, because otherwise it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why Archive Central Services shouldn't be remitted directly to the archives. That's what they're for. Mm-hmm. So I will say something to that effect.
Arpal for comment?
Yeah. Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, I think that WBAI has been sending keeping up with the PRA previously. This is what management has told me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not so much with the general shared services, as it's called now.
Yes.
But I was told that we were definitely keeping PRA and other stuff. Now,
mm-hmm.
Let's see, for FY11, I was told we were paying PRA. And for FY12, of course, BAI got a bit of a discount of what we had to pay up front as the estimate so we could all arrive at some numbers. And I think the idea was that PRA got its 2.5% out of the percentage BAI was paying, and the rest that was left over went to the national office. So
uh-huh.
if BAI is in arrears by 17 or 18 grand, that's interesting news.
No, I didn't say that about BAI. And the reason that I didn't say that about BAI is I believe that the deficit that was shown was from previous years and was being rolled over.
Oh, okay. Something from years ago. Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, which is fair enough. I mean, obviously. But but what I will do is I will go ahead and take the spreadsheet that Mariana had provided for me that I don't have handy right now, and I will send it to the committee as a whole, and then we can scarf down those numbers a bit. But
yeah. Kim to the Stack.
Go ahead, Kim.
I've seen the numbers, and it's not in the teens, Arpal.
So PRA?
Yeah, BAI owes PRA. It's not a teen number. You keep saying 17. It's not a teen number.
No, I said that about KPFA and W. I didn't attach any number to BAI. I don't remember.
I think it's higher. I think it's higher for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether that's for this year or previous years. That I don't know. But the numbers are pretty big. So, I think people are aware of this.
Arpal for stat?
Okay, go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. Yes, if it's cumulative, absolutely. We have tragically a large amount we owe. I was just talking about the past couple of years because management in the past couple of years has been slowly reversing previous trends, shall we say, and
yes.
was very much keeping PRA in there and saying we're paying PRA. So I just wanted to make sure that we're, you know, that my understanding and management understanding and the PNB's understanding and the national office's understanding are all on the same page there. Yes, I know the gigantic amount that's owed from the past 8 or 9 years. So, yeah, there's that. I was just checking for, like, FY11, FY12.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's clear that any year when the foundation as a whole lost $2.975 million, that, you know, a number of things were not paid. Okay. So in terms of the archives, are there questions on the particular numbers in front of us that we need to clarify?
Campbell for stack.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else on the stack? Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
Yes, I don't know if I quite heard your last remark clearly that when the network is off, that this would mean that we'd probably have a negative in PRA. I thought that we, you know, I'm wondering to what extent are we looking at interstation accounts and, you know, what are external. I would think that the negative for the network would be external and that interstation wouldn't figure into that at all because, you know, they go back and forth.
Okay. When the stations in the network have large operating deficits, as was the case in 2010, the total was $2.975 million divided amongst all of the stations,
mm-hmm.
Then part of the way in which the stations deal with cash flow scenarios is that they do not pay central services, and they do not remove that money from their own divisions. They instead repurpose it to meet their immediate direct expenses.
Right.
So what I was saying is that it's not surprising in a year of large cash deficits that there would be failure to transfer funds to the archives.
Oh, okay.
One would assume.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else for the stack? Again, hopefully on the archives budget specifically.
This bill, are we going to go through it line by line, or how are we going to do this?
Well, the question is whether there is enough lack of clarity that people feel that it's necessary to go through it line by line. If not, and I don't have it in front of me, this is one of those traveling days for me, I think it might be helpful for someone who does have the file open to do a bit of a summary about the general revenue numbers and the general expense numbers. Would you be willing to do that for us, Bill?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me
ask
revenue.
Question.
Is that Campbell?
Yeah, Campbell Forstack. It's on me? Okay. Is there, are we just doing one PRA drive this year in November?
I believe so. Bill, is that what the budget's?
It looks like that's what it's saying.
You know, I didn't go back and look at, let's see. If we look at the assumptions tab, I guess that would be there, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It has all the individual stations. Let me see. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like it's just one, and there's, you know, a big hit or a big income, $135K for November, and then, of course, it tails off. But I thought that they had two per year. Or is that just an anomaly?
I don't know. I just see on the listener support revenue, yeah, $135,000 November of 2012, and then tails off a little bit, I guess, for people that pay their
right.
pledges after
right.
that. That's all.
But I thought that there were two drives for PRA a year.
All right, this is Tracy. My recollection is one each year in November. I could be wrong, but that's what I recall.
Okay. Maybe that was just a discussion that was held.
Well, maybe we should make a list of questions if we have them. I'm not sure that would be relevant, but that's to the total, but that's...
Well, I think it might be helpful. I mean, that's fine. I think it might be helpful, Bill, just to, as I said, to go through a general summary about the revenues and where they're coming from and the total and the major expenses
right.
and what's left at the end.
Can we have a stack?